No, really, what are friends for? Friends are for gratitude. Friends are for Thanksgiving. Happy into the fall autumnal season. I am even wearing autumnal colors for the mood and for the look of Thanksgiving week. I am Gabrielle Ruiz.
I'm Pallavi Sastry, and you definitely thought ahead on the look. But see, the way that I get into my Thanksgiving spirit is I just eat some pie. You know what I mean? Just like eat some pie, get in the mood. Grateful.
But like, I'm the baker of the group. You don't like baking.
I don't bake. I eat other people's baking though.
Slay. I totally understand. That is a thing. I eat all your food. You eat all my baking that I don't make for you because you're vegan and I use real butter. So
that's right.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. I'll just buy you those, your favorite vegan donuts, and I'll just send them to you.
Oh, I'm all about that. I mean, we're still in quarantine as we're recording this. So, you know, we have to do those delivery apps as we please.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also winding down our season of What Are Friends For? This mm-hmm. is our final guest friend episode. And we're so excited that you guys are listening and being able to be a part of it, because this is a very special duo that's having a wonderful cause and a call to action for people to lean into mental health awareness and just reach out in this, like with What Are Friends For, in this quarantine world.
Yes, for sure. And before we bring them out, we do want to remind all of you listeners, we're so grateful for all the reviews, the subscriptions, the ratings. They really do like make all the difference. It's just like I say it every time. It's like an Instagram algorithm. Every review that goes up onto the show, that means the show gets more visible.
Get us into those rhythms. Thank you so much, because they really, really help. We are recording this in October. What is it? Are we in the 14th? It's October 14th. This is coming out during Thanksgiving week. And we started our Instagram with like 200 followers, and we're at 1,000. And it's because of you guys and your support and your reviews and your ratings. And we're just so hashtag grateful that we're at the end of this season. And also, just a reminder, our next live show is with the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Girl Group Forever. Donalyn Chaplin, Vella Lavelle, and Rachel Bloom are going to hang out on my birthday, and I'm super excited. This is a little hinty hint. I can't wait to share a really big announcement.
Oh, that's, I had to think about it. I already know what it is, but I was like, what's, I already know what it is.
So enough with the commercials for What Are Friends For, because now let's lean into gratitude. Let's lean into Thanksgiving with our guest friend intro. Pallavi, take it away.
Yes. Today we have a lovely duo. The first is Jasper Guest. She is the founder of and CEO of Noise 784, PR and branding agency, and Happy Noise, a good vibes brand. I love that.
I know.
And very much so. And then next we have actor, director, and activist in mental health space for the last decade, Miss Brittany Snow. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
I love that your fun fact, Brittany, of your life is you love true crime podcasting.
I looked spaced out. I was like, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I do, but that is a huge part of my life. Like, for some reason, it's just my go-to thing. Whenever there's a silence in my life, I put on a true crime podcast and I try to solve it before they do.
But can you like fall asleep to it, or is it a certain time of the day? Because when it comes to like true crime TV, Philip, my husband, loves to watch it, but like I can't listen to it when I fall asleep because I start dreaming it. You know what I mean?
That happened to us the other day. We watched one on Netflix, like the really terrifying one about the guy with the housewife and Chris something. And I fell asleep to it, and then I started dreaming about them. And so I don't do that. Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes. You're more brave than I. I watched the trailer and I like, nope, not for me.
I had a visceral response to it. Like I finally found out what happened the next morning, and I was like rocking back and forth crying. And Tyler, my husband, was like hugging me and was like, it's okay. And I was like, it's not okay.
Not okay though.
Yeah. It's not okay.
Jasper's more my speed though. She's all about the hot sauce, is her fun fact.
That's right. It's so warm. Like, what's my fun fact? I don't know. Everyone knows everything about me, but I'm not like I'm like Beyonce with hot sauce in my bag, but it's close to that.
I have to say, that's one of my favorite scenes from Selena, where they go and have the pizza, and then he's like, listen, I love hot sauce, and he's like, starts spitting. I had a moment with that. I had a moment just like that. I'm a South Texan as well. Selena was Princess Diana in our life, and I made my boyfriend in high school eat jalapenos like that, and he like cried. It's a fun memory. It's a fun memory. I'm still proud of it.
That's awesome. But anyway, we want to talk about September letters, but before we really get into the meatiness of it, we want to start our first segment.
Hints to friends or reality. Yeah.
Which is where we go into the Instagram account, which this time we're doing September letters, which is newly launched, and we'll let you guys talk about it. But we chose, and usually we choose one post.
Yeah, we choose one post, but we decided just the entire page.
The entire feed this time, because there's really no way to narrow in on one thing that is very thought-provoking or emotional. We just love the whole thing. Each thing we had, each time we looked at a different post, we were like, oh, I love that. Oh, I love this because of this, and I love this because of that. So we just chose the whole feed. So you guys, you have to go follow September Letters on Instagram.
It's literally September Letters, like, so easy and unavoidable. You'll find it. It's beautiful. And it's so well curated and thought through. When did you all launch September Letters?
We just actually launched, believe it or not, in September.
Oh, so, I was hoping so.
Yeah, hoping. We could have launched it earlier, but we both were like, that would be ridiculous. We need to obviously launch in September. But we've been working on this for a year, a little bit more than a year. And you know, it's such an idea and something that we were playing around with for so long, but as you guys, I'm sure know too, so many things have to fit together and there's so much more work involved. So it took about a year for it all to happen. And the Instagram and the branding and the logos and all of that stuff was a lot more intricate than I originally thought was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, especially in this virtual world, when you were planning a wonderful program, organization, and a call to action. What evolved when mid-March hit, Jasper?
You know, what's interesting and what's really cool to work alongside Brittany, and I've known Brittany a long time, is that I would like to say not a lot evolved just because we became suddenly in a pandemic, you know, right. And I think people think that this is a response to the environment that we're in, but in actuality, it's not. And to watch Brittany like kind of creative direct, like the branding, the color, all the vibe is her. Like she had something very clear in her head that she wanted to execute. And it was really inspiring to be alongside that and help bring that to fruition. So I think a lot of people feel like that we do this because of the pandemic. But I mean, Brittany, would you agree? I don't really think anything changed, except we were like, people need this even more now. More people need it than just a subset of a group.
For sure. And we can totally relate to that because we had talked about launching the show together at the end of last year. That was the first time Gabrielle and I had a conversation. And then, you know, top of the year comes around and things sort of back your plans up a little bit in general, as the new year tends to do. And then the pivot happened in March and we were like, no, this is actually the perfect time. Like what you were saying, it's like, it's not a response to the thing. It's just more of a time to lean into the why of why people need to connect. And what's awesome for us to have you on is like, you guys kind of go towards the written medium and we're all about like, hey, call your people, FaceTime your people, like do what you need to do in order to connect, because, you know, staying isolated is part of the issue of the epidemic of mental health, you know?
Do you agree with Jasper that there hasn't been a lot of change in your preparation for September Letters?
The preparation was pretty much the same. I feel like our focus shifted because we knew that this was such a pivotal time for us personally, because we had the time to do it. And really, we understood that there was a need for it. Hmm. But I also think in the same way that we always knew this was going to be something that people might gravitate towards and something personally for us we wanted to do. But the only thing I think that's changed is people are more aware of their mental health right now, because there's so much solidarity in this, because we're all going through it. And so many people are like, oh, you're dealing with the same thing, so am I, and looking for outlets. So a lot more people, I think, are searching for different ways. And that has been nice to see, that unity, and hopefully can be a part of that.
There's definitely time to think right now, especially this time to connect with not so much just everything around you and what stimulates you immediately, and then you can escape on your phone. We all are isolated mentally, emotionally. We have to reach out in a very different way. I'm very grateful for our podcast, What Are Friends For, is because Paulavi and I are best friends before we started this podcast, and we've connected more than ever, and we've been able to quarantine together and still stay virtually connected, but also like have some get-togethers that are not about work. We even vacation together.
Yeah. I mean, we talk to each other every day, but we still vacation together, which is...
We got away together.
The next thing I'm about to say, which makes this even funnier, is like, so we wrote September letters and we submitted them over the weekend.
Look at for all our Patreon subscribers, everyone can see Brittany's face. She looks so happy.
I just know people actually do it. You know, so many people are like, oh yeah, I'm going to write a letter, and then they don't. But you guys did.
No, we definitely wrote them. And I am one of those people that like, you know, I like to sort of corral with people and like, you know, and so I wrote mine and I sent it to Gabrielle. I was like, here's mine. You know, I wanted to share it with her, and she was like, I'm not going to show you mine. I was like, oh. So but there's like room for all of that, right? So like, I would love to hear from you on like, you know, obviously there's anonymous letters that are sent in, and there are also people that, you know, choose to share their story openly. And I'm not saying that, I think Gabrielle, you didn't send yours in anonymously.
No regrets. No yeah. regrets.
But, it's funny that like, you know, when it comes to the written medium, I feel like it evokes a certain emotional connection that's very different from like the face-to-face thing. And some people thrive in the written versus what we're doing right now. Right? Which is what our show is all about.
Definitely. I think that what we wanted to try to bring back and hoping that we're bringing back is that medium where you can write and get out your feelings. It's so therapeutic and healthy to write out your thoughts because you start realizing things that you didn't even know you were feeling or going through, but also just that medium and that connectivity with yourself, but also to help someone else. It's also so therapeutic. And I think in terms of today, we get so bogged down with being on our phone and everything being so immediate. We don't take this self-care, the time that it takes to write something out for yourself for therapeutic purposes. And so whether or not it's anonymous or it's to somebody else, or it's a reaching out for help, or if it's a letter to someone else specifically, I think it's just as helpful for the reader as it is for the writer. And so we give that up to whoever, if you want to be anonymous, if you want to put your name, but we never use last names or anything like that.
I did love your note, Brittany, on the website, September Letters, of how this letter that moved you had in what you say your back pocket for a very long time. And I went the not sharing to see if it falls in Paulavi's lap one day idea, because I think bringing back the message in a bottle feeling that when you're inspired by a quote, you're inspired by a movie that makes you cry and actually initiates something that you've been dealing with, or you have that conversation, you see a play. Paulavi had a very provoking moment in her life with a play that moved her and changed her life that we talk about in the show. I love that September Letters does that with letter writing and mental health awareness. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. And message in a bottle, we're going to use that.
Yeah.
Taking it.
It's like virtual message bottle. I mean, it really is. That's how I felt when I went and just, I am not the letter writer. I was never the kid journalist. I think I tried writing a journal once at 12 and I was like, nah, I'm going to go to cheerleading practice. And so my writing is like to-do lists, like max to-do lists, right? And then when I went on to September Letters, my experience on septemberletters.com was just rabbit hole exploring on a beautiful platform that isn't what show or what gig is someone doing next and what am I missing out on or what am I not doing. It's just you get to explore that. So I loved that I was able to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And Jasper, how did I know you guys mentioned before we came online that you're partnering with another organization, and I wanted to hear the backstory of how that came about and give you guys a chance to talk about that relationship.
So we're an official program partner of Bring Change to Mind, which is founded by Glenn Close. And, you know, Brittany, again, had a very clear vision that she wanted to be part of a charity. And we spent a long time actually really combing through all the options, talking to so many different people. And we just felt that Bring Change to Mind really focuses on the storytelling narrative aspect of mental health. And that aligned obviously so well with Letters. And so it's been a really exciting partnership to be part of that and part of something even larger. And, you know, they wanted to be part of this program right away. I mean, it was like our first call. Brittany and I were like, oh, we have such a good feeling. And they were like, we have such a good feeling too. And that's really nice when you don't really have to prove anything. You're just, you know, sharing your concept. So it's a big part of, you know, what we do, Bring Change to Mind. And they're like an excellent partner. And it's nice to feel like a family.
Mm. And so what's the big, what I call the big hairy dream, for this project? Where do you see it going? What's the pie in the sky that you hope that of the impact and where you hope to grow it?
Well, like you were saying, not everybody is a letter writer or a journaler. I love journaling, but my journals are not like, today I felt, you know, it's like usual doodles and scrambles and it doesn't make any sense. And what we've always kind of thought, Jasper and I, is that we want this to be a medium where it's not necessarily writing out letters and having that daunting task of journaling and feeling like you have to journal or being bogged down, but it can be in any sort of format that you want to express yourself. We want it to be one day a place where there's art and music, and Jasper had a great idea for living letters. So we want to one day bring, you know, videographers and artists to come around and start to create their letters of their life and share experiences in a format that can tell a story like in a music video or, you know, an acting piece or whatever you would like. And so we have a pie in the sky image where you can go to the website and see all sorts of different, I'm quoting, letters.
Hey.
I keep forgetting that they don't know that I'm quoting.
Yeah. Oh, our Patreon subscribers can see you quote. Don't worry.
Okay.
You can do it right now. Do it for everyone, Brittany. Do your
quote. The bunny ears quote. Yeah.
That is a sleigh pie in the sky.
Yeah.
It's a big pie. It's a pretty big apple pie up there. But I feel like it's doable because right now we have a really nice foundation of this is what really helps people in terms of making sure that they feel not alone is recognizing their story in someone else's words and realizing that regardless of your job or what you look like or where you came from, we all have a similar story in terms of mental health and struggles that we've gone through, and that makes us more united instead of different. And that's why our website right now is so based on letters and unique stories, but it's not so much about what you can see. It's what you can read.
Yeah. I mean, I will say like, it was very therapeutic for me to write my letter. You know, it was, Gabrielle alluded to it earlier, but one of the proudest moments I think that both of us have had on our show this season is that I went public with my story of childhood sexual assault earlier this season. And so I took that time writing that letter to actually reflect on the experience of talking about it publicly, not actually coming out, but like reflecting on, do I feel okay now that this is out there? You know, and like more talking to myself and talking about like all the tools and being able to expand on the tools that I used in order to get to that place. So it was a very therapeutic experience, and it's better for me to, you know, and I think a lot of people might relate. It's like, it's a very organized way of putting your feelings on paper, right? Like you're not put on the spot. You don't have to like say something perfectly in the moment. It's just very reflective in that way. So I think, so thank you for that. So that was a great little impetus for me to be able to do that. So I hope that people go on and write letters and read them and share them.
That's so beautiful that you wrote about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the platform for people to feel like they can.
And that's one of the things that we want to also put out there too, is that I think and you guys know as well, in terms of people taking your words sometimes and making them sound a certain way, or you can do an interview for someplace and then they can change what you wanted to put out there. We don't change anyone's words, not even a grammatical error. You know, sometimes I'll read something and I'm like, oh, they misspelled it, but I'm not going to change it. You know, if they want to misspell it. So we don't change anything about anyone's story because we feel like it's a part of who they are. So
Have you felt impacted by a letter you've read yet for you personally, ladies?
I mean, every day. It's every day. I mean, I think, you know, we joke about this, but literally no one knew we were really doing this except like a handful of people and our dogs, you know, obviously, but
our
you
other
know,
best friend.
Actually putting it out into the world and seeing, I don't know if I was naive or I don't know what I thought, but I thought, I hope we get like 5 letters, you know, and we've received like hundreds and hundreds of letters, and Brittany and I are like, oh my God, did you read this? Did you read that? And it moves us to tears. And, you know, the other day a client called me and she's like, I just want you to know, I literally read every single letter on September Letters. It helped me so much. And I was like, and we are getting that feedback consistently. And, you know, it sounds like a little bit, you know, kumbaya, but Brittany and I really just want to help. And the fact that we're getting the feedback that we are helping makes it so worthwhile and kind of, you know, amazing. And I could go on and on about all the letters that have affected me, but that's what I think is so amazing is that there's something for everyone. And that's what we've tried to do with the categories is make something relatable to every single person.
Mm-hmm. And it's emptying your cup, right? I mean, it's like, what's lovely about the written medium also is like, there's no room for somebody to have a rebuttal.
And you know, that's what's been so crazy is that we actually have the platform ability where people can write comments. And I think it's because of the vulnerability of sharing your story. I was really waiting for someone to be like, to say something negative or God forbid, you know, something stupid to somebody about their story, but not one person has done that. And it's really beautiful to see everyone is so supportive from all different backgrounds, all different stories. And I don't know why I was naive to think perhaps that there would be some people saying, or at least trying to create a narrative about their views and what people should do, but no one has done that. I mean, knock on wood, no one will. But it's been really beautiful to see the connection that people have as well. There's so many people who comment on each other's letters saying, I went through that too. I didn't know that you know, someone went through that as well. This makes me feel so much better. I thought I was alone. And that's the community that we wanted to create, which was really our main goal.
And how has both of your friendship changed as you're going through this whole building? You're kind of birthing a child together in a way. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was like more than 9 months, though. It was a very cooked baby.
I mean, I think, you know, I'm in New York, Brittany's in LA, and there's a time difference. There's like location difference. There's like so many differences. But I think, you know, we prove that you don't have to, you know, you can have a long distance friend. And it's been really, you know, she's been there for life moments for me in the last, you know, few months in this crazy environment. And so it's been, I think when you have a mutual respect level for each other, that's what births the best friendship, because you have the foundation of respect. And I think that we both have that for each other, which is why, you know, we have been really good business partners. And it's been a really different experience for me to have and refreshing at the same time. And also be like, wow, she's also my friend. This is such a cool like intersection of two things happening.
It's definitely also, and I'm sure you guys get this too, there's polar opposites in terms of what we're good at.
Oh yeah.
I am not good at emails or sounding intelligent in emails. My emails go a little bit something like, yeah, okay, like sure. Oh my God, smiley face, yay, or whatever. And hers are like very, you know, intelligent and to the point. And I'm like, you do the emails, I'll do the phone call, you know. And so it's nice to kind of make sure that we separate our workload because we realize that we both have so many strengths in opposite areas. And I think that's what friendships are sometimes, is picking up each other's slack and knowing that you're there for each other in terms of what you're good at and letting you shine in that way and knowing what I'm good at.
Oh, 100%. I hate Google Docs. And Paula V swears, she promises to herself, I think by the end of 2020, that she will somehow convert me. And it's just not going to happen.
We have 800 Google Docs, and I swear.
I hate Google Docs.
She was like asking me the other day, she was like, did you open up the Google Doc? I was like, no, I did not, because I can't find
anything in there.
All right, we're not going to have this fight right now because the Google Docs are the reason why the show is still alive. All right, so I'm just going to say that.
Here's my favorite part, though, about this conversation that gets her fired up is she thinks it's an argument. It's not.
I hate them, too. If I could not use them, it would be great. But, you know, like, where do you put stuff?
You got to put in the Google Docs. That's where. By the way, this is not an ad for Google Docs.
I was going to say, but it could be. So where's the money at Google Docs?
We would have a very funny ad for you guys. Just putting it out there.
Gabrielle, can you believe it is the end of 2020?
Ugh, and it's been a doozy, Paula V. Ups and downs, and then even more downs. But we at What Are Friends For like to take all of those feelings and turn them into meaningful conversations that focus on growth, love, and joy.
That's right. And the most joyful thing we look forward to every month are our live shows on Patreon.
Hey Patreon. Our monthly live shows are exclusively available on 4 different tiers on our Patreon page. And those tiers start as low as $2 a month.
And the content and the perks just keep getting better with each tier. But this guest lineup for the rest of 2020 is fierce.
OMG, fierce.com. We've got Wicked's longest running Elphaba, Jackie Burns in October, Emmy Award nominee Janet Varney in November, and a grand finale in December with my OG hashtag girl group forever squad from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That's right, Donalyn Chaplin, Vella Lavelle, and Rachel Bloom will join us for my birthday group hang.
I am so lit already. It's going to be so much fun. So if you guys want to get in on the action, visit www.patreon.com/waffpodcast. That's W-A-F-F podcast. Between the vodcasts, the podcasts, and the live shows, there are just about a bajillion ways for you to get a dose of WAF.
Yeah, and the sooner you join, the sooner you can watch, because you not only get to join the live shows live, they're also available for you to watch forever. So if you miss it, binge it later.
Slay. Once again, all that action is at www.patreon.com/WAFpodcast. We are so grateful to you, WAF fam, for keeping this show going. Couldn't do it without you.
Now back to WAF. Septemberletters.com, September Letters on Instagram. Go check it out. Leave a letter. Jasper, Brittany, thank you for talking about September Letters. We, Paula V and I, were completely moved by visiting it, experiencing it, looking it up, and we hope everyone else does the same. So with that, is there any call to action that you would like to leave with our listeners, especially it being Thanksgiving week leading into Giving Tuesday?
I think for us, it's really important. And I think, especially for Thanksgiving, is the act of giving back in an emotional way. I think it is so helpful when people share their story and their truth. And it does make you feel so much better, even if you want to be anonymous, taking that time to write a letter. Sometimes we've even gotten letters that are like 3-sentence poems or gratitude lists. I think probably a great call to action for this time would be to go on September Letters and write a gratitude list, because then you'll find something that you didn't know you were grateful for. And maybe someone else will recognize that same thing as well.
Love that. But the last part of this, we usually do our very last segment.
Lightning Wolf.
How long is your longest friendship?
Oh my God. I don't even know. I have no answer. I don't know. You know, I was a kid. This is too long of an answer, but I grew up in LA and New York. So I bounce back and forth. So I really don't really know.
Great answer.
That's a great answer. I'm sorry.
That's a great answer.
My longest friend, she was my maid of honor in my wedding. She and I, my mom and her mom met in Lamaze class. So we became best friends in each other's mom. Yeah, she's been my best friend ever since. She was like the bad one and I was the good one growing up.
I love it.
And now I'm the bad one and she's the good one, actually.
All right. So second question is, what is your go-to way to stay in touch?
You know what I've discovered lately, which I never have done before, but it's only been in the past 6 months. I really like leaving people voice notes instead of texting them, because I feel like a story is so much funnier, more funny, like when you're telling it over voice note than me texting it, because it doesn't make any sense when I'm texting. So that's how, what I've been doing a lot lately is just voice noting my friends.
I call everyone. I call
people. I call everyone. And it's so annoying. I'm just kidding. I'm like, oh God, please have me alone.
You're like, do I answer or do I just push to voicemail?
Yeah. Now I know why we haven't spoken in 3 days. I guess.
I always answer the phone.
I mean, I just feel like texts can be taken the wrong way. And then I also just feel like the effort, by the time I do this, we can just like talk for 30 seconds and it's done, you know? And the tone of this. And I used to be like, a really shy person that getting on the phone would cause like massive anxiety. And so it's so funny to me that I'm like, I'll just call her. Like all my clients are like, you're calling me again. I'm like, yes, we need to talk about this. It's better than an email that sits in your box that you don't look at. So go-to is the old school phone.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
And describe yourself maybe in one or hybrid, what kind of friend you are. For example, I'm a cactus friend. You don't need to talk to me long. You know, I don't need a lot of watering, but are you needy? Are you blunt?
Wow, I love that analogy. It's so nice.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
I thought you guys were going somewhere else with that. I was like, so you're like crazy and like you can't like hug you. Like what?
Yeah, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I've been called like a marshmallow, that one, or like a powdered donut one time. I think probably a powdered donut because I'm always a good time. But sometimes it's just like, oh, like too many of this probably. But I'm always a good time.
I did not know where you were going with that one.
I would say I'm similar. I'm a fixer inherently. And then like I want to fix and heal, you know, fix and heal people. Historically, I would say.
You are a fixer.
But I wish I could say powdered donut. I was like, what is that? Like, you know, yes. That sounds so much better.
I didn't understand what it meant either at the time. I mean,
no, it sounds very chic and I get it. So
yes.
And then what would you like to do better as a friend?
I've been really consciously, especially this year during quarantine, trying to be a more active listener with my friends. Like to not to call them and to talk to them. And when we do talk, to not have any sort of like agenda in terms of like, we need to have fun or we need to like talk about, you know, this thing or get something accomplished. It's really just me listening to what's going on with them and not talking about myself at all. And it's, I mean, I know that sounds like weird because why would I be talking about myself with my friends? But it's kind of amazing sometimes when you really think about it, how much conversations go back and forth and how much you're like finishing each other's sentences and you're talking. And so much of this year has been me just actually listening, which is nice.
I love that.
Jasper?
I was going to say the same thing. I think I always try to improve listening because so much is said that sometimes you miss, you know, especially if you're not in front of them. So I always think that you can always be a better friend. I think that's a great question too.
And finally, ladies, what are friends for?
Love. unconditional love. See, that's me being the powder donut. I find, especially now during quarantine, it really does make me feel good to know that I have like a great group of girlfriends that have been my friends forever. And there is such an unconditional love there, whether we talk every day or not, whether they're going through a hard time or I am during quarantine, just knowing that I can pick up the phone and it's always going to be there. And that either one of us, if we make a mistake, it's fixable because that friendship means more than little mess ups. That's the type of unconditional love I love about friends.
I think for me, it's about, it feels like a foundation. It feels super grounding, you know? And I think, you know, you can't have a house without a strong foundation, and foundation can be family. It can be friends. It can be that kind of, it can be your dogs, but I think everyone needs that strong foundation. Otherwise, you know, you don't really, you're going to crumble, you know? And I think friends can really be there to help remind you of yourself and your strengths. And that to me feels always like just very strong and grounding.
Great answers, ladies. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you to everyone for rating and reviewing this episode. Please give us some love, some gratitude. We really appreciate it. We're so thankful that Brittany Snow, Jasper Guest, were our final guest friends on this season of What Are Friends For? And we're so grateful. So happy holidays to you ladies and everyone here listening.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. I really want a powdered donut now. We asked Brittany and Jasper, like, and their team, like, what do you want to talk about? Anything friendship? They were like, our friendship with our dogs. And we were like, done. we wanted to bring our pups on since we are on Zoom videotaping this for our Patreon. Let's go get the pup.
I'm going to go get them. One second.
Same.
Oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Everybody.
With respect to episode length guidelines, WAF Podcast elected to edit this final moment out of our weekly podcast listening experience and make it available exclusively on our subscription channel. To catch this unedited, extended bonus video with guest friends Brittany Snow and Jasper Guest, you can subscribe and watch instantly at patreon.com/WAF Podcast. See you there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fastnickel Inc. Our supervising producer is Philip Pasanchin.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho and Megan Densmore. Our production assistants are Eva Ratcliffe and Bailey Disler.
Our podcast artwork is created by Aishwarya Sukesh. Original music is by Joey Sherman, and our digital content director is Susie Cabello.
Special thanks to Alex Udome, Samantha Wiener, and Hari Savitala.
Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it now. This helps our show's visibility, and it helps us keep making it for you.
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at WAFF Podcast. That's W-A-F-F Podcast. And to find links to our exclusive vodcasts, attend our virtual live shows, or even leave us a voice message, visit waffpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, ugh, I really haven't checked in with them in a while. Go do that.
Yeah, go do that now.